Concern about lower commodity prices this year is leading to a concern about lower farmland values. The Illinois Society of Professional Farm Managers and Rural Appraisers reports prices being paid for farmland in that state have declined about 2 to 4% this year, according to a recent survey. Dale Opperly with the Heartland Ag Group says land prices are still very good, but the commodity prices are having an impact.
The good news is we're at the highest price that farmland has brought in history, so we're on the top of the mountain. The big question is, where do we go from here? The take-home message is the farmland market is slightly softer in the first half of 2014, depending on the quality of ground. And land values went down between 2 and 4% during the first quarter. There were little pockets of strength where the livestock industry is making profits and putting the profit back in land. And then we had pockets of weakness where the land quality was lower and we didn't have any buyers. So the prices decreased modestly in the first part of 2014. When you take a peek forward, commodity prices are not going to bounce back quickly because of the wonderful crop we see out there. So we're going to see $3.75 corn on an average for the next year's crop, and that's going to keep a little damper on the land prices going forward.
Bruce Sherrick with the Center for Farmland Research at the University of Illinois is less concerned about the long term for land values.
We can't find that there's a direct link, as some people might guess, for a couple of reasons. First of all, because higher yields result in lower prices, the product of which is revenue, may not have moved as much as just the yield or price side alone. But more importantly, the income expectations farmers have about land over the long run aren't changed completely just by 1 year's experience. So a common thing to do when you're looking at the value of an asset is to say, what income can it generate through time, and what would I pay for that sequence of income realizations through time?
The Corn Belt has the highest valued farmland in the nation, with Illinois and Iowa ranking at the top with an average value of over $7,500 an acre. Reporting for AgriPulse, I am Cindy Zimmerman.